Bring in Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. Had a nice weekend off, and for all we know, could be in Hawaii or somewhere calling in this report this morning. Joe, good morning.
I'm pretty confident that's not the case.
Joe, I wanted to start out the story. It's pretty interesting, and you know what? Even though it's an L, but Brant Snedeker pretty much called a penalty shot on himself. He had the lead in the tournament, loses by one, but you got to just love the story, and the respect I think grows throughout his tour. What being an up and up guy and calling the penalty on himself.
Yeah, Frank, I don't think there's any doubt about it. And I've heard a lot of people say there's a famous saying: you can learn more about a person in 4 hours on the golf course than a year in the office with them. And Brant was on the 14th hole in the Australian Open in the final round and tried to move a leaf away from his ball. Apparently, the ball rolled just a touch and. He immediately called his playing partner, Nick O'Hearn, over and said, "This is the deal. This is what happened, so I'm invoking the one-shot penalty on myself." And I think what's interesting, he did lose by one, but after that event, he had four holes to play. He birdied two of the last four. And that, to me, is typical Brant. He's able to put something bad behind him, whether it's a bad shot or a ball out of bounds or a bad break or whatever, just bounce back and play the next hole. It's a quality we saw in him early on, and I think you're right. I think you do much more to enhance your reputation by doing that correctly than by taking the chance. And we've seen some other players in the past run up against this where, somebody sees something on television or whatever and they call in and say, "Hey, I saw this happen," and a guy didn't call it on himself. So I just think that's the way Brant is, and it didn't surprise me at all to see that.
I wish that the guys I play with on the weekend had called some penalty shots on themselves. Baggers.
Got to follow them into the rough and all that.
Oh, yeah. Foot wedge, crazy.
Dropping a ball out of the pants.
Taking suspect drops.
Wow, what a great break I got.
Oh, look at that. I found it. You got a hole in your pocket?
Hey, where'd that ball come from?
The other golf-related story for Vanderbilt is Chris Brady, who played last year and went through over the past week what I guess is arguably one of the toughest things in sports, and that's the qualifying school. And she finished there's 300 or so golfers in the qualifying school. The top 16 or 17 get their LPGA Tour card. The next 36 is what's called a conditional Tour card, which allows them the opportunity for certain events and certain numbers of events, and she finished in that group. So she will have some LPGA Tour events to play this coming year. And to do it a year out of college, I think is pretty impressive, too.
I wouldn't want anybody to judge me by 4 hours on a golf course. I'll tell you that right
now. It's
kind
of scary, isn't it?
That's hard to watch.
That's why you tend to play with the same people all the time.
maybe so. Joe, we'll talk to you again tomorrow morning.
Yeah, reminder, the call-in show tonight at 7 o'clock, the last one before Christmas.
Hey, all Joe, right. I got quick advice for Ingram.
Yeah.
Buy a boat.
Talking about
on your golf game.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. Either that or don't play anywhere that has water.
Boats.
Well, more
go collect stamps.
All right, Mr. Boat Race.
See you later. See you, Joe.
All right.